Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2 of the Leading Together podcast, where we take an inside look at how we develop a leadership culture at Victory and Every Nation Philippines. I'm Ryan. I'm part of our staff in Victory and Every Nation Philippines.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm joining for the first time.
Welcome, Pastor Dave.
My name is Dave Estera. I am one of your pastors and campus missionaries, and currently I'm serving as the campus director in Victory.
Dave, in Bishop Spurdy's words, why are you here?
Ayun na nga. So I think I'll be joining Season 2 for a number of
episodes. Yes, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I've been listening to a couple of episodes. Tama, Raya, no? The episodes, in the past episodes are already uploaded, right?
So if it's your first time here, if you haven't listened to Season 1, it's already uploaded on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we hope that these episodes actually help you in your leadership, whether you're leading at home, at school, in church, or in your organizations, and leading better together. Of course, we have with us Pastor Gilbert Foliente.
Yes.
Hi, Pastor Gilbert.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Ryan. And welcome, Dave.
Yes.
For those of you who do not know, Dave is a TikTok superstar.
Ayun. Pastor Dave, what is your TikTok ID?
It's also my name, man. Dave Estrera.
Yeah. Show us some TikTok dance moves.
I'll show some dance moves. Kaya hindi makikita ng mga nasa... Hindi makikita ng mga nasa ano eh.
May ano to, may video version. I actually, buti you mentioned that. There is also a video version that we're uploading on YouTube. So you can actually do some samples.
Do you have a music on cue? Can you... Ready pala yun.
Edit. I'm excited for this season. I know we've had some... juicy episodes, yeah. In season one. I'm not sure if we're gonna have as juicy as episodes, but we are going to have as helpful episodes, I hope, especially if you're a pastor, a staff, campus missionary here in Victory, or even if you're a leader in any kind of field. So hopefully this would be helpful for everybody.
Yeah. And this podcast is really about looking into the hearts and minds of our leaders. And that's why we're so excited, Pastor Gilbert. What is happening right now? What are we doing? And what to expect from season two?
Yeah, actually, since we're talking about that, syempre title pa lang natin, Leading Together. And Pastor Gilbert already mentioned some of those things. Now, if you're a staff, a pastor, a campus missionary, an admin, or even one of our leaders in Victory, this is something that would really benefit us. Pero yun nga, yung title alone, yung Leading Together, I've been hearing that for the past years. Pastors, campus missionaries, even students are using that phrase as well, leading together. Why is that important? Why do we have to talk about this, especially right now where we are in?
That's a great question, especially if you are just joining us or have joined us here for the very first time, like Dave.
Yes.
If you're listening for the first time, like Dave.
Oh, I mean, nakakadalawa naman ako.
Leading together is, if you think about it, when we were talking about the title for this podcast, leading together is like capturing the ethos of our church and our ministry and our movement. Leadership is something that I have heard ever since I was a student, a new Christian. I know we're big on making disciples, but leadership is also something that we're very big at, and that word together, we always think of that as something that's important here in Victory and Every Nation.
Yeah, I was wondering about that kasi diba pag sinabi natin leading together, when we say lead or leading, well, of course, there's a leader. And we have this connotation of what a leader is, you know, na who knows it already, may pupuntahan na, may vision na, i-rally na lang yung mga tao, papasunurin na lang, if you may, yung mga
just
tao.
Bring everybody there.
So, I guess the leading together is, if you would ask me, there's an internal tension into it. We have a mindset of what a leader is nga, no? But how we're doing it, how we want it to be done.
Yeah, that's great because leading together could have many different pictures. Depending on the leader, depending on the organization or the church. But for us, if you capture the ethos of, again, leading together in our church, for me, those are three things. Number one, leading together, I think for us, when we talk about it here in this podcast, at least it means team leadership. And that has always been us. from the very beginning. It's very interesting. In the body of Christ, for example, here in the Philippines, sometimes they would ask, who's leading Victory Van? Mm-hmm. And then they'll talk about Bishop Manny or Pastor Jewel mm-hmm. or Pastor Bishop Ferdy. Sometimes they don't even know that Pastor Steve is the founder, the leader of this movement. Why? Because it is such a strong team of leaders leading it and not one man. You know, diba, it's so sometimes sad to say, sometimes ministries, especially big ministries and movements and churches, they're led by one big man of God or superstar. And that has not been us ever. And we want to continue to do that. So leading together means it is a team. It's not a one-man show. Second, it means relational leadership. Because when you have a team, you have a diverse type of leaders, different personalities, different opinions. And you know, here in Victory, hindi naman strong mga leaders natin.
Hindi naman opinionated.
Hindi naman Bishop Ferdy is very gentle. Soft, very soft-spoken, Pastor Joe. No, but if you think about that, I mean, they're able to lead together. These are strong leaders who can, parang yung sinasabi mo kanina, there's one leader and everybody just follows. I mean, they could do that on their own and they can have big following and yet they're able to work together. There's such unity and diversity and that unity is unity of mission and unity in their relationship. So, that's relational leadership for me. Mm-hmm. It's team leadership, it's relational leadership. And third is multi-generational leadership. Even during the early days, that had been the vision. But of course, during the early days, lahat students. So, parang mahirap yung multi-generational. But then, from them, the first generation leaders, pumasok kami, were the second generation leaders. So, a few years in advance in a Bishop Manny's and Pastor June, a few years ahead of us, but we're like the next generation. This, nagkaroon ng third generation, fourth generation. I don't know now how many generations. This is interesting. I was in Dubai, campus rally of Middle East in North Africa, Dubai. I was preaching and there were leaders there from Victory UBEL. So nandun ako. And when I was in Victory UBEL, ang youth pastor namin si Pastor Ryan. But OJ was there. May dinisciple si OJ. May dinisciple si Isa. So that's like five generations starting from me. Pag kinonek pa si Bishop Ferdy, that's six generations. So that's, nag-preach ako. So it was fascinating. That's what I mean when we talk about leading together, multi-generational leadership as well.
I feel like there's so much to unpack here, and maybe even at per point level. But at least for me, when you mentioned team leadership, Pastor Gilbert, we know you're the leader of Every Nation in Victory. But what does that mean when you say team leadership? Do you have a team with you? Is anyone able to speak into?
Oh, yes, definitely. We were talking and discussing the pandemic. Oh, gosh. That's one of the most difficult seasons to lead. But I always say this, I can imagine myself leading alone in that period. And I got a team, the Bishop's Council, spiritual leadership, they provide spiritual leadership. I lead a team, but it's a team.
Yeah.
And then I've got an executive team and we lead together. We have senior pastors here in Metro Manila, we're one church, as you know. So, they all are leading big congregations, but that's one team. So every time we do some major decisions that affect everyone, we make it together. So I am not the only one. So if there were bad decisions, it's all of us. If there's a good decision, it's really me.
Actually, coming from that, I really appreciate that you somehow define that leading together, because of there could be a lot of what it is not but now we said what it is. Siguro yung mga questions on my mind, Pastor Gilbert, I'm just imagining when we say team leadership, of course, that's so different, again, as I've said, to how what leaders are. But how do we navigate? Actually, tama ka rin, bawat ano, may onting thoughts ako yeah. To clarify that. But with regards to team leadership, how do we navigate the tension? Of course, at the end of the day, someone needs to say, this needs to be done. Otherwise, magiging malaking usap lang yan. And ang nangyari, puro usap, walang decision.
Yeah.
How do we handle that na there's someone who's clear, or is there someone who should be clear? Ano ba, voting ba to? Kasi syempre ngayon, democracy, free speech.
Egalitarianism.
So, yeah, no, so, at least ang team leadership muna.
Leaderless.
And then of course, the second one, relational leadership. Of course, it's a dream that the people that you get to work with are your friends.
Mm.
But sometimes it can also be a nightmare kasi the people that you work with are your friends and they're not as...
Ano ibig sabihin yun, Pastor Dave?
May hugot ko for those of your friends working with you.
Naririnig ko lang. Haka-haka, ganyan. And then the third one is multi-generational leadership. Of course, does that mean automatic yung mas experienced ba yung magli-lead lagi? Then of course, how do we bridge those differences? I mean, like, I could just imagine someone, buti hindi kahit...
A boomer.
Buti kahit medyo onting ahead lang kayo, Pastor Gilbert. Hindi naman nalalayo.
Millennial and Gen Z.
Hindi naman. Gen Z to Alpha. Binaba pa yung sarili, diba? But how do we navigate that, like, automatic ba? Ano, sige, hintayin na lang natin mawala yung mga senior. Mga ganyan. Just, wow. Or, ano ba, team leadership daw.
Mawala yung ba? Parang Lord Cunin pala sila.
Or mauna, sige, dito muna. So those are some things running in those three areas.
Marami kasi sinabi, hindi ko alam.
Sige, unahin natin, Pastor Gilbert. So sa team, with regards sa team, how can we navigate that?
Yung leader.
Who's deciding?
Otherwise, puro conversation yun.
That's such a great question, especially now, di ba? When you say team leadership. Especially in this generation, young people generation. I've got Gen Zs in my house.
Mm.
The Gen Zs right now, again, very diverse. Hindi na po naman nila lahat. So if you're a Gen Z, please don't be offended. But there's a tendency, because they don't like hierarchical structures.
Mm.
They don't like institutions. They don't trust them. So that's why kanina, I mean, people are advocating for leaderless organizations.
Mm.
Lahat tayo leader. Egalitarian society. Mm. I was listening to a podcast. Can you believe this? He was espousing for Christian anarchism.
Wow. Strong word.
Anarchy means
anything
there's
goes.
No leader.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's no, but since we're all Christians, we can make it work.
Okay.
So parang pare-pareho, egalitarian, pantay-pantay tayo. So walang hierarchy. So that's not what we're talking about here. If there's a picture of team leadership that I feel like we have to model ourselves with, it's in Acts chapter 15.
Hmm.
If you look at Acts chapter 15, there was a dispute. There was a rigorous debate between some pretty strong leaders. Paul and Barnabas, they planted a church in a Gentile territory in Antioch. And there were strong leaders from Jerusalem, Jewish leaders, who were trying to dictate to them that they need to live a Jewish, they need to embrace a Jewish lifestyle in order for them to become Christian.
Mm.
And the Bible says there was a rigorous debate. So when we talk about team leadership, I want to say rigorous debate is permitted. There are times we even try to encourage rigorous debate so that we can come up with the best solution, with the best idea. So that's fine. So they came together, but nobody, it was a deadlock.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Jerusalem, and that's where we can read about the Jerusalem Council, because there were leaders there. The apostles were there, and even among the apostles, it was pretty clear James was leading that team. And it's interesting. Mm. I'll answer your question kanina. Yung nauna ba dapat
yung nga, I was about to say
yung
now.
Mas matanda. I mean, James was a second generation apostle. Mm. Because James was the brother of Jesus.
Ayaw pa maniwala eh.
Yeah. He was an unbeliever. He was trying to persecute Jesus as his brother. But then eventually became the leader there. Pero ito yung... So they listen. Here's team leadership. Rigorous debate, but the leaders listen. Mm-hmm. And there was debate. They presented. And then a couple of times this phrase came up. When James was talking, he said the phrase that says
It seems good to us.
It seems good to us and to the Holy Spirit. It seems good to us. So there's a team thing. It's not just, it seems good to me. Mm. So he's listening. And the more it seems good to the leaders, the more they feel like this is the Holy Spirit. So they were discerning together the voice of the Holy Spirit. They were not just listening to the people. As they listened to the people, they were in turn listening to the Holy Spirit. And then eventually at the end, the Bible says, James stood up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I've decided. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, beautiful, right? Yeah. Rigorous debate. I listened. But I'm not just the one listening. We're all listening to you, yes, but ultimately to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then one leader made a decision.
Wow. I want to add on to that, Pastor Gilbert. Ang ganda kasi you brought us back to the scripture. And of course, no, if I may use a more contemporary, kung i-interpret natin to contemporary sense yung nangyari sa Acts 15, Peter is Peter, like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, disciple one, parang ganyan ni Jesus, di ba? If I may. And then, of course, pinakasikat si Paul kasi ikot siya na ikot. Okay, so... But
John the Beloved.
Ah, John the Beloved, the one who leaned on the ano, diba, with Jesus. But ang nandun, and they acknowledged the leadership of James. He made a decision. And yet James did not power trip and say, oh, pumunta kayo dito. Ito na agad decision ko. You mentioned about debate. Now, Pastor Gilbert, I want to follow through that question, or that thought rather. Na, diba, the leader listened. And sometimes... You know, I've been hearing students and some, you know, leaders in our church about, it seems like may bringing up na sentiment, pero hindi na pakinggan. And sometimes I have to qualify what that means. So it's sometimes, it can be, hindi lang talaga, hindi pa nila nasabi or nabigyan ng chance sabihin, pero parang, totally dismiss. Pero meron din naman time na talagang, I would say, according sa kwento ng mga nakakausap ko, na they really did express and the leader did listen, pero hindi nangyari yung gusto nilang mangyari. Like, it's a different response. Like, to make it simple, let's go left. Pero makinig yung leader, they went right. Okay, parang, paano yun? Parang,
so the leader listened, you want to turn left, but he decided, I don't agree with turning left, I'll turn right.
Yeah, in that aspect. So parang may tatlong scenario siya. Yung una, yung thought lang na, okay, I did not feel listened to. What can you say about that? And what do you do if, okay, sige, pinakinggan ka nga, quote unquote, but the decision was not what you said or you expect?
That's a great question. What do you think, right?
Actually, I have the same exact question. It's more of practically speaking. How do you respond if you're the one in that position? The group already decided this is a decision, but you should still feel strongly about your opinion. I guess it's all sort of similar in a way.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I think all of us are leading people, and all of us have a leader above us.
That's good. Mm. Yeah.
So if I'm the one going to my leader or my boss and saying, boss or sir, kuya, tito, I feel like ito dapat. This is what should be done. I want to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
If he dismisses me right away, I'll feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to respond in a way where, whether he listens to me or not, I want to have the right posture.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's still my leader, he's still my boss. I'll take it up with God. I'll say, Lord. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs, the heart of kings are in the hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
He directs it like a water course. It's not just talking about political leaders, it's talking about leaders in general. So if I believe that God has the power to change the heart of my leader or my boss, then I take it up with God. Especially if he listens to me and then he decides, I've heard you, but I don't agree with you. Then if I'm the one listening, then I need to make peace with that. Because I have to realize this is me, this is my leader. This is not about value. This is about vantage point. Certain positions have certain vantage points. And if he is here, it's like a watchtower, and I'm on the ground, he's seeing some things I'm not seeing.
Right.
So even if I say,
kumaliwa ka,
boss, or tower and wall, like, boss, sound the trumpet.
Yeah.
May padating ng mag-invade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't. Walang padating.
Right.
Tatlo lang yan.
May napipil ako. May napipil ako. May padating. Sabi niya, kita ko. Walang padating.
Wow.
I'm not gonna blow the trumpet. So I have to be able to embrace that.
Yeah.
Not all my suggestions, not all my thoughts or opinions, not will be agreed on by my leaders. So that's one for me. Maybe you have a comment on that. But on the other hand, if I'm the one leading, then I need to have confidence, not because to make decisions. I listen, should be what it's a smart, wise leadership to listen. But after listening, I need to be confident to make a decision. Because of a couple of things. Pastor Steve said something about this. Number one, he said, because at the end of the day, I'm the one called by God to lead. If I make a decision because all the people are telling me to make that decision, God will hold me accountable, not them. I need to be confident in my calling. And by the fear of God, I'm going to decide what I feel like God is telling me. I listen to you, but I have to be confident God has called me, not you, to lead this. Second, I have to be confident in my quote-unquote expertise. If I'm leading, it's because there are certain experience, there's certain wisdom, there are certain things that I've already acquired to be here. For example, if I bring my wife to an emergency room and there's a doctor and he said, we're going to perform a surgery. And I said, doc, I have an input. I strongly feel you have to cut it like this.
Well,
I would be glad if the surgeon won't listen to me because it's not my expertise. I'm not a surgeon. So again, if I'm leading, then I have to put my confidence in the fact that I'm called by God, I'll be accountable. And then second, there's an expertise that I have because God has called me there. So there are two ways to look at it.
If I can summarize that, Pastor Gilbert, ang ganda na sinabi mo. On the one end, iba yung you expressed and they listened sa whatever you expressed will be applied. There are those are two different things. Hindi siya cause and effect. Yeah. Hindi dahil sinabi to automatic nangyari to. And hindi dahil hindi nangyari yung in-expect mo, ay hindi ka napakinggan. So I love yeah. that.
And for leaders now, there's so much pressure. Huh? If a lot of people are saying, we need to do this, especially, again, the younger generation, we want to be heard. And if they say, the only way for us to validate that you've heard us is when you do what we ask of you.
Wow.
For a leader, that I'm sure we have pastors and leaders who feel that pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
Have you ever felt that?
Well, yes. There is. But on the other end, ang ganda rin ang sinabi niyo, Pastor Gilbert, about that openness for a leader to listen and the humility yeah. to listen. That level-headedness of not stopping with what the people say and also seek what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And then the at the end of the day, you as the leader there, after all is said and done, will make a decision whether it goes with what they want or not. Kasi nga accountable ka kay God.
Yeah.
And I think that conversation answered a lot of the other things that yeah. I was trying to bring up a while ago regarding a team, relational leadership. So, yeah.
And I guess for me, for those of us na we are under leaders, there's a trust that we have to have in our leaders.
You know, Pastor Nixon, shout out Pastor Nixon.
Hi, Pastor Nixon.
Said something that really made an impact on me. He said, you just don't earn trust at certain levels. You invest trust.
Mm. What does that mean?
You know, we all know trust should be earned, right?
Mm.
But there are times I've got a 2-year-old.
Mm.
I've got a 5-year-old. He has not earned my trust, but I trust him in certain things. I would trust my daughter. I would trust my wife with certain things. That's investing trust. Because you have a relationship with this person.
What you're saying is the leader invests trust in the person, or the person both. Under invests
both.
Both would they invest both trust ways. In each other. Okay.
Because you have a relationship.
Wow.
In any kind of relationship, if you don't invest trust, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a part where you earn trust, but there's also a part where you invest trust.
Wow. Wow.
And actually, we do see that. Kahit naman
when we
church,
empower...
Yeah. Yeah.
We empower them for investing trust.
Yes.
How many pastors, how many young pastors and young campus missionaries and young campus directors where we've entrusted the stage to them, we've entrusted something big to them. That's investing trust.
Mm.
Scary.
I realize something with this train of thought. The younger leader was given that trust. And ngayon means ano eh pag kasi sana yung leadership skill sa akin na yung tinapon lang tapos langoy ganyan. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon I've had some experiences wherein of course that's leadership, it's not cleared out yung paano, so we empower someone and then like hindi ako na prepare, hindi ako na equip. Now of course I believe that there is a certain level of equipping that should be done as to empower, but yun na nga eh, parang up to what level. But on the other end, as a young leader who was empowered to do something unclear minsan, we have to realize that I trust that my leader saw something in me.
Mm. So you're also investing trust in the leader. Yeah.
Wow.
Hindi ko gets para kahit ang hirap.
Yeah, you're investing trust. Yeah.
And wow, that is a
so
great...
investing trust is both ways.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about multi-generational yeah. leadership, like the younger generation should invest trust. The older generation should invest trust in the younger generation.
Ang galing na, nagtatahi-tahi na siya. Like I'm hearing relational leadership here and multi-generational leadership as well. And there's
and
trust in all those three.
Exactly. So
can we, at least since as a multi-generational leader and me at least as every nation campus and all, how would you say that we strengthen this kind of relationship, especially, first, because of the size that we have. We're way bigger, I guess, when you were like when you were in your 20s and 30s, siguro mga hindi pa tayo thousands, or if thousands, hindi tayo more than that. So that means the leaders...
It's easier.
Yeah, you know them. So, tapos may mga ibang stories, breakthroughs and mistakes na na-experience nyo na...
Breakthroughs lang ako.
Sa ibang leaders.
Sa ibang leaders.
Pero paano siya, ano? Parang, I'm just trying to imagine how, what are some things that we could do to strengthen that kind of relationship and leadership. Kasi, hindi naman lahat, iba yung, wala nang, when in a leadership position, there's trust, and it's easier to trust pag may experience, shared experience that you have. So, sometimes we would get to work with, meet with, connect with people na hindi mo naman naka-build relationship with, but you just have to assume na okay to, okay? So, but we want to treasure that build on that multi-generational aspect na how can we hear those stories? How can we learn from those who are ahead of us? How, and vice versa, of course. So.
You know, that's a great question. It's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Challenge natin ngayon.
Wow.
During our time.
2 years ago lang naman.
Hindi naman ganun ka.
2 years, 3 years. pag nagkukwento ng stories, yung first generation leaders, ang effect sa amin is, wow, aspirational, inspiration. Ngayon, I've heard, for some, pag nagkukwento kami, parang, eh, kayo yan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, ibang-iba yung general, eh, kayo yan. Ay, parang, eh, hindi kami ganyan eh. Kami ganito. So, and this is where I think what we're talking about, investing trust, is so important. The younger generation should invest trust in the older generation in the sense that you desire the best for me.
Wow.
You want the best for me. And they might be saying something that doesn't resonate with you. They might be saying something that you feel like offensive. But if you always think, I'm investing trust, that's not coming from a bad heart. That's not coming from a bad motive or intent. They care for me. They want the best for me. It's going to change.
Yeah.
Of course, the older generation should too. The old generation, if the younger generation commits a mistake, we should not just say, eh, ganyan talaga yung mga millennials, ganyan talaga yung Gen Z. No. We have to invest trust that we can trust you still. No matter how different we are, we will trust you. Even if you say something that we feel like is not respectful, we have to trust that that's not your intent, that's not your motive. So it starts with an investment. Trust, I think.
Wow.
But I'm here.
And then after that, then we have to work on earning so that we can strengthen the trust.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing from this, Pastor Gilbert, multi-generational leadership is easier if you don't do it, okay? But multi-generational leadership is worth it. And as we do this, our characters being shaped. Parang, again, from a younger leader, and I'm not that young na rin naman, so I acknowledge that I'm older compared to others. But once upon a time, 2 years ago lang naman, 2 years ago lang to, I'm the younger leader. Na, oo nga, there's character being developed to me to trust, sometimes to, you know, try to acknowledge where they are coming from. Parang nakakalaki ng perspective. And I realize na that is so countercultural now.
Yeah.
Kasi pag self lang, self-love, self-thought, self-emotion, we fail to see the beauty of a bigger perspective. Ang ganda. And then now in the time older, nagugulat ako, like, ito, Pastor Gilbert, may kinakasal na akong estudyante. Ano ba? Parang campus missionary na ibang mga estudyante, nagtatrabaho na, magkakaanak na. And now, in short, I'm old. Okay, young pa rin. I know I look 25 now. So, pero, talaga eh.
26
pa din.
Pero na-realize ko rin na, oo nga, no, dahil iba sila, there's a part of me that needs to unlearn din. Na parang, okay, so
yeah.
A character formation for me din.
Yeah.
So that's powerful.
And you're right. No, it really is character formation, I guess, kasi we're gonna be acknowledging that it's not that easy to trust.
Yeah.
To trust people with our lives, with what they're telling us to do. Lalo na ngayon, I mean, it's always been an issue, no? Trust. Lalo na kinalakihan ng tao.
Especially in this generation where, yung sabi mo nga, everything is about the individual self.
Mm.
Mas madali mag-trust dati, there was this generation, an age where it's communal.
Mm.
So you really have to trust.
Yeah.
But now, individual self. So, yeah, so it's harder.
It's hard. It's an intentional thing.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just have to trust in the community that God has put you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for me, yeah, the reason why it's hard, it's because it's biblical. Character formation, being shaped, it's hard.
Because the question for some people might say, why should I invest trust?
Mm-hmm.
Bakit ako na lang invest ng invest? Yeah. Kailin ko naman siya, hindi ako tina-trust. Yeah, yeah. Ako trust,
right.
Ako ng trust, ng trust.
Naubos na. Yeah. Binigay ko na lang. Kaya love myself na.
Yeah. And then what I say is this. So you think talo ka when you continue to invest trust?
Wow.
Panalo ka because you're being conformed to the image and the likeness of Christ. You invest trust, it's broken. You invest trust again, it's broken.
Wow,
you
that's forgive. Grace.
You invest trust. That's the gospel.
Wow.
Before you know it, you look back and you say, I'm not the same person. I'm more Christ-like. I'm more mature because I keep investing trust. I keep forgiving. I keep understanding. I keep going the extra mile. Hindi ka talo.
Yeah.
So you're not a victim. You're not a victor because you have become more like Christ.
Natuto akong magmahal. Kasi
kahit
na wasak ka, nagmamahal ka pa rin.
So yan ang message sa single natin.
Living together pala
tayo. Pero speaking of nawasak nga, I have a follow-up question. I guess maybe this is probably one of the last questions that we have. What if that trust is broken? Like for example, Pastor Gilbert, and hindi ikaw to, just in case your decision and you eventually decided on something and it looked like it was a mistake. How do both parties respond?
Well, the leadership takes a lot of security and humility, both.
Mm.
A leader should always know you're the leader not because you're the smartest. A leader is there not because you're the brightest or the most handsome or whatever. I mean, there are people more skilled, people who are brighter and smarter. So a leader should always, always, always be ready to take responsibility and apologize if it's a mistake.
Mm.
Sabi ni Doc Nixon ulit. Sabi ni Doc Nixon, meron daw akong job description.
Ano yan?
Sa daming beses ko nang ginawa, ako raw yung the apologizing pastor. Kung merong running pastor, ako raw yung apologizing. Kasi lagi raw ako nag-apologize pagka merong mga feeling na hindi tama yan, mali yan, sa ayaw.
Wow.
And that's just part of leadership. Whether mali ako or feeling nila mali ako.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit na feeling ko tama ako, then I'll say sorry if you feel that.
Wow.
That's part of leadership. So if you're the one leading, you're the one setting the tone. If you want that reconciliation, if you want that kind of strong relational connection, you set that tone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the leader, ikaw yung, ay, hindi ako yan. Mahala pa kung anong isipin. Then, that's how they'll respond to you. But if you respond like in humility and security, then I think...
Taking ownership.
Yeah, and taking ownership.
Wow. And as a follower, that also gives me an example and actually possibly makes me trust you even more. Because I know that you're not going to parang sugarcoat the mistake or you're going to admit that you did make a mistake, if ever.
And that's the investing... And trust, that's one of the things that we want in this podcast, Leading Together, that the more they hear us, the leaders, the more they will invest trust. Kasi naririnig na, ah. Kasi alam mo yung pass the message.
Yeah, murmur.
Pagka pinas ko yung message, pinas mo. Or yung pass the message. Pagdating doon, iba na yung message. Tapos sabi niya, sinabi mo daw to. Ah, hindi ko sinabi yan. Kasi pinasa pa siya. Pero, di, ito yung sinabi ko. Ah, okay. Tapos na. So this is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope through this, we'll be able to, no matter which level of leadership you're in Victory, I hope we'll be able to invest trust because we're hearing each other, we're talking to each other, and so season two begins.
Yay!
Leading together.
I think that's it. I was going to ask what's up ahead for season two, but that sounds like that's what's up ahead.
Wow, this is so exciting. I'm so part na. I'm here na, okay? And I am indeed looking forward to more conversations about this in our Leading Together podcast.
Yes, so thank you, Pastor Gilbert. Thank you, Pastor Div. For those of you who are listening, thanks for joining us. And we hope you subscribe to this podcast. If this podcast has been helpful for you, you can share it with your Victory Group leaders, fellow staff, and other leaders, of course, and just to anyone that can find this helpful. So see you in the next episode of Leading Together.
See you guys. Thank you.